Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, the famous Tom Ackerman in studio right now. Of course, if you were listening last night to the SLU game, whether it be ladies or men's, you would have heard Tom Ackerman on there calling the game.
Yeah,
right?
We did it on TV. We did a doubleheader yesterday. The women won. They beat Valparaiso, and the men lost to Wofford by 3-74-71. Wofford's got it.
You're mispronouncing that. Kim would like to correct you. Kim. What did you call it all day yesterday till I caught you? We're trying to decide.
Carl, how do you pronounce this?
I said, I don't know.
He said he didn't know. I look at their mascot. They're the Terriers. Mm-hmm. It's a dog. I'm like, well, clearly it's Wofford.
Because she called it Wofford.
Makes sense
for most of yesterday morning.
The Wofford Terriers.
There's only one O.
Three times.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know.
W-O-O.
I'm not. You're
but
right.
I corrected
you're
her.
Right, Tom. But for three news segments and sports segments, I said Wofford until Mark heard it and goes, "I'm sorry. What did you just say? Did you just call them
that
Wofford?"
That is hilarious.
I worked in South Carolina. I knew Wofford. I've been there, so I happen to know
Spartanburg, South Carolina. Yeah.
To your point, there's only one O, so but I probably should have known that.
That had to be an upset, wasn't it, for SLU to lose to Wofford?
Yeah, just you know, you can text me the next time.
I just prefer to get it wrong three times in a row.
He still owes you breakfast.
You know, that's right. Yeah,
I
we
forgot
do.
About it. You know what?
Would you prefer that we go? We can take Mark with us.
I don't know.
We go to breakfast downtown, or do I bring it here? What's more convenient?
Well, probably bring it. Convenient to walk across the street to Chris's Pancake House over
Chris
there.
Chris is good.
Some breakfast.
It's good. Rooster's good. There's some options around here.
Absolutely.
There's some
well, really, our bosses should all give us the day off so we can celebrate accordingly.
Yeah, that's right. I owe breakfast, though. Indiana at Notre Dame tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, did you mention that?
Yeah.
Is that football or basketball? Oh, buddy. Big football game, kind of a big deal.
Let me tell you something, buddy. We're a football school right now.
You will, however, be attending a teenager's birthday party.
I am.
Unable to attend that game.
I won't be attending. I'll be watching, though.
Yes.
You better believe I'll be watching that one. Yeah, it's going to be a great football game. To answer your question, yeah, it's an upset that Wofford beat SLU. SLU should be winning these games. They were 6-0 at home going into yesterday's game. They missed 15 free throws. That'll pretty much do it. 20 of 35 from the line, but they also just didn't get stops defensively. This team was kind of running downhill on them. I mean, these teams are good. Wofford doesn't have a great record, but, you know, they play teams like Duke. I mean, they've been, you know, battle tested, and they've been beaten down, and so they understand what it takes to win a big game. You have to be physical and tough when times get tough, and they were better than SLU when times got tough yesterday, and they won the game 74-71. SLU's got to toughen up and be better, and when the Atlantic 10 schedule rolls around, it is a gauntlet. So college basketball is unforgiving. They don't care what you've done or what you will do. It's all about right then and there. And it is very, very difficult to win in college basketball, without a doubt. It's going to be tough for Indiana to win at Notre Dame, but I think they will. I think they're going to beat Notre Dame straight up. They are a 7-point underdog. Notre Dame's a good team. Indiana has been solid all year, and I look forward to it very much. I think it's just a classic. You know, Notre Dame Stadium, of all the venues I've been to in college football, that would be number one on my list. That was a phenomenal experience.
So what you're telling the people is, knowing the line, that you took Indiana and the point.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I don't bet on Indiana ever.
good man.
Never
that
ever
is
bet
smart.
On your team.
You can't, because you always bet with your heart.
Got to take emotion out of it.
You got to bet. Yeah. Yeah, but that's why I always lose the NCAA. Every NCAA tournament poll I get into, I fill out one with Kentucky winning it all, and then I fill out a different one because yeah. I want them to win.
One.
And I'm willing to donate $10 to the poll.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
know.
They are 7-point dogs. So if you're a betting man, you want to take
Notre Dame in the points?
No.
No, you want to take Indiana.
I'm saying that Indiana's going to win the game straight up. So
that's right.
You take them plus 7 if you do the money line. So the money line right now is plus 230. That means you bet $100, you win $230.
All right.
That's pretty good. So you said you take Indiana money line, that's what you would get. Plus 230, some will be as high as plus 250. So that means you put down $100, you win $250. So you get a total of $350
back. When my wife was in Vegas, I had her put down $30 on Kentucky to win the national basketball title this year. That was 2 months ago. And they were still ranked in the top 20, but the odds were long enough that if they win.
Do you remember what they were? What the odds were?
I don't, but I'll get $550 or something. I'd win $550 on a $30 bet.
That's not bad. Yeah. I think it's pretty wide open.
Those odds have probably gotten worse since then. Are better for Kentucky.
There is no clear number one in college basketball this
all.
Year. There is not. I think that's going to be great. In fact, the undefeated teams are kind of dwindling in college basketball right now, which means my 76 Hoosiers will be able to pop champagne here shortly.
Well, correct me if I'm... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, didn't I see Mizzou was not even ranked? And I feel like we have a pretty decent record.
Yeah, 10-1, but you know they beat Kansas.
That are,
but,
I mean, aside from the upset, they are not great schools. Is that it?
I wouldn't worry about rankings, honestly. I think you know all what matters is in the end where you are. The SEC is going to be a very difficult schedule. The Illinois game is going to be fun. I think it is a toss up. I think those teams are pretty even at this point. Illinois is loaded. This is one of their better teams. But Missouri's hot right now and playing at a very high clip.
Five of the top seven teams are SEC teams. You see
that?
Oh,
man. Absolutely. I'm looking at it right now. Tennessee, Florida, and Oklahoma are the only undefeated teams in the country right now. They are all SECs. Oklahoma's actually ranked 14th at 11-0, but they will climb, I would think. Porter Moser is their coach. But, yeah, Tennessee, Auburn, Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, four of the top seven are SEC teams.
Yep.
pretty good.
I know. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Blues at Tampa Bay tonight. What else is going on? Nolan Arenado has turned down a trade to the Astros. The Cardinals and Astros were talking about a trade to send Arenado to Houston, and he has used his no-trade clause to reject that. Doesn't mean that he won't be traded. Doesn't mean that he wouldn't be traded to the Astros. But at this point, if I'm the Astros and Arenado just turned us down, I might not be pursuing that as hard the next time around. Right. So the number of teams for Arenado kind of dwindling here. Yankees, Red Sox still in play. Dodgers have already said Max Muncy's their third baseman. Not sure the Padres can afford Arenado's contract. They already have a pretty heavy payroll. The Angels have been listed, but they're not in contention to win a World Series. So that's what he wants. He wants to go to a contender. So I don't know. That list is getting shorter. I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion that Arenado gets traded. I think they're talking to teams, but that doesn't mean he's gone. I mean, they got to get a good deal for him, and he's got to want to go there.
Tom, today is Festivus here on the show. I don't know how much time you got before you got to run out of here.
Got to go do a sports cast, but does that mean...
I got you a gift.
Oh,
well,
my
God. Well, he has time now.
He does.
All
suddenly.
Of a sudden, he...
Just thought this might help. Right. This might help get you through the
he's
the
blocking
season.
It with a piece
I just
of
wanted
paper.
To give it to you here. Here you
go. Oh, look at... Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable, folks. It's Logboat Brewing out of Columbia, Missouri. Stormin' Norman Golden Ale. God bless you.
I saw it at the grocery store, and I'm thinking, I know he thinks the world of Norm Stewart...
I'm just going
to get him a six-pack of that fantastic beer.
Thank you.
You bet.
That's a very nice
Enjoy.
Gift. I appreciate it. I owe you something now.
Put it, no, you don't. Not
I
at
owe,
all.
I owe Kim breakfast. I owe you some booze.
I'm at the store, and I'm thinking, Tom Ackerman would like that. I'm going to get that for him. So, perfect.
I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
See you soon.
We appreciate it. We will consult you on Wofford or Wofford or whatever,
whatever.
We're talking
tomato,
about.
Tomato, tomato,
we'll
know.
Just text him and say, hey, Tom, you're the expert.
I wish it almost were Wofford. Wofford. Woof. You know? It just sounds cooler.
More sense. It's a small school. I'm stunned they
I've
beat.
I've never heard of it. I'll be honest.
I'm stunned
clearly.
They beat SLU. I just got to tell you, that's shocking stuff. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News in just a few minutes. Next hour, former Senator Jim Talent, his take on the potential government shutdown. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.